Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We welcome Matthew Collar back onto the program, courtesy of the John Schuster Coal Banker Hotline, the Purple Insider himself, to talk Vikings football as we do each and every Thursday at 7:05. How you doing, Matthew?
It's been a week, man.
It has been.
Been a little bit of a stressful week, I think.
I saw Matthew in the press box on Sunday. I'll go to three games a year, I would say, and then the rest of them I'll just kind of watch like the average Minnesota Viking fan will. But I was happy to be there. I was not happy with what I saw. That was ugly. That was an ugly game by both teams. It just was not fun to watch. We'll start with the fact of, I know that J.J. McCarthy now is injured, the high ankle sprain, but out of the eight quarters of quarterback play, how would you look at his performance to this point?
I would say that he looked like about as much of a rookie quarterback as you can look like, and I know that I was the one in the offseason that said, hey, you know, it's not really fair to call him a rookie when he's had a whole season in an NFL building and two training camps. But there's no way to simulate the actual speed of an NFL game, because if you have a joint practice, those guys are going hard. Are they going as hard as they are on Sunday Night Football? No. Are they game planning for you based on all the tendencies of your offense and your weaknesses and all those things? No. So I think that he really showed his inexperience, and the biggest evidence of that, I think the smoking gun, is that the football has just not come out of his hands, that he had one of the slowest snap to releases in the NFL in week two. And I think that some of that had to also do with the fact that Raheem Morris understands some of Kevin O'Connell's weaknesses. I mean, they, you know, were with the Rams at the same time, and they know each other well. And I think that the Falcons understood exactly where to attack the Vikings. And it's very hard to start your career without your superstar left tackle. And anybody who ever questions, not that Vikings fans do, but the value of some of those offensive linemen, I think you saw it in these first two games. So there was a lot that went wrong for J.J. McCarthy. Clearly, I mean, if he doesn't have that fourth quarter comeback, you know, I think you're really talking about a lot of panic. That's the kind of thing everyone's holding on to. But there's no way to say it was good. It was not a good two games for J.J. McCarthy to start his career.
I agree with you. And let's put the ankle injury aside and assume that he's going to get healthy in the next couple of weeks, hopefully. Does this change your expectations for the team?
Yes. Yes, it does. You know, coming out of the last game, I think I said, you know, I think they'll still be able to turn this around and they'll still be the team we thought. They just need to get a little bit healthier. They need to get Darisaw back. They need, you know, X, Y, and Z. They need to figure out what McCarthy can see out there. And they need to figure out how they're going to adjust some of the protection to help him and, you know, pare some things down, I think. But I still thought, well, you know, he can get it, right? He's got the work ethic. He's got the tough mentality. Like, I think he can get it. But then with an injury, now you're talking about when is he supposed to develop, right? I mean, he has just not had any chance to actually play real football. And this is one time where I did question Kevin O'Connell a little bit. Now, I've never believed in playing starters in the preseason, but I thought if anybody needs to be out there, it's probably J.J. McCarthy putting on a real helmet and real shoulder pads and actually going and playing a game. But then if he had gotten hurt in those games, everyone would have said KOC was wrong, right? So I think that sets him back. My confidence in Carson Wentz that he could play better is very high. That he could play consistently well is not very high. I don't think this is Sam Darnold. I don't think they're two guys in the same spot in their career. So I think the expectations have changed to now it's going to be a real fight to even get to the playoffs, and who's getting you there at quarterback is very much in the air.
Talking to Matthew Collar, the Purple Insider here on the Lake Show, News Talk 830 WCCO. Where do I go next? We have to talk about this offensive line. How did you grade out this offensive line and how they did against Atlanta? Because that was a rough watch.
Yeah, I mean, I think a lot of people would get, you know, a D-minus grade or worse in that game. The one thing I will say is that if you have a veteran quarterback who could set the protections a little bit better, once Ryan Kelly goes out, I mean, at least he was able to fix things if McCarthy was setting the protection wrong, but that's not the case for Michael Juergens. I mean, the way I look at it is I don't know what offensive line in the NFL would look good with two backups that are supposed to be filled by stars, and then with a young quarterback who doesn't know what he's doing, who is also holding on to the ball too long. Like, that to me is a perfect recipe. And at the same time, I think Kevin O'Connell makes it very hard on his offensive linemen. I mean, he throws the ball all the time, and he asks his quarterbacks to be in shotgun. And, you know, when the strip sack happens, that was one that really, really got me. And again, I'm usually a big defender of the play calling, right? It's that to me is usually just based on whether fans are mad or not. But, you know, they were in a position late in that game to maybe go and score and then change how it was going to work out. And they run an empty protection, meaning just five guys up there blocking. And it's like, come on, man. I mean, it's just like that's you think this offensive line at this point is going to be able to block that up. And of course, they sent an extra guy. They got home. They get the strip sack. Totally changes the game. So, you know, I think it's been a little bit of everything, but injuries, there's just no way to make Michael Juergens, a seventh-round pick who's never played before, into Ryan Kelly.
You know, one of the things that was a theme, and look, I was sitting there watching it just like you. You know, the defense gave up a lot more yardage from a running, you know, rushing perspective than I thought that they would. I know that Bijan Robinson's unbelievable, and he's extremely talented. But I think a lot of people were kind of like looking at that, and they're like, man, look at this defense. Look at this defense. I'm a little bit less surprised just because of the injuries that they had going into it. Were you?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Yeah, I feel the same way. And I also think that offense affects defense. And a lot of times in NFL analysis, we don't act like that's the case. We'll just be like, oh, their defense is ranked this and their offense is ranked this. And I'm sure there's no connection. There is. When you're on the field for less than 100 plays in 2 weeks, your defense is going to get pretty well beat down. If you're playing from behind all the time because your offense can't score, again, it's like you're just going to get worn down. I thought in the middle part of that game, they were pretty darn good. They got, you know, a few runs ripped off on them early in the game, and then it seemed like they adjusted a little bit. I thought they did a good job against Penix. They sacked him a couple more times than most teams do. They pressured him, I think 40% of his dropbacks. So they did their job up there. But if you're going to have to stop the run for 40 carries because your offense can't do anything and the other team is winding the clock down, you're going to give up 200 a lot of times when you have a running back of that caliber. That doesn't mean everything was okay and perfectly fine, but in the fourth quarter, you're looking at 12 points on the board against the defense. I mean, you got to win that game. If that's what, you know, the point total is for the defense, you can't say enough about how good Blake Cashman is and how much he means, though. Because I think a lot of the idea of the run defense was built around that Blake Cashman will just clean up everything. That if guys are getting beat, guys are getting pushed around, he's going to rally the ball and make the tackle, which he's so good at. Eric Wilson, great player, ton of respect for him. He's not a starter for a reason, right? I mean, there's just no replacing. That's the problem with all the guys that are hurt. There's no replacing Darisaw. There's no replacing Kelly. These are the best players in the league. There's no replacing Van Ginkle. And I thought, you know, Dallas Turner had his moments. He got a sack. He had another pressure that was impressive. But he also got thrown around like a guy who hasn't played a lot in the league before. And that's just hard to overcome when you got to be out there for as many snaps as he did.
We're not the only team that's dealing with issues at quarterback. The Cincinnati Bengals are in a better position, but clearly the news that broke, and it was the biggest story on Sunday, Joe Burrow out with the toe injury, and it looks like he's having surgery tomorrow and is going to potentially be out for 3 months. Talk a little bit about what you think of their backup in Jake Browning, because we've seen him have some success.
Yeah, I'm a real Jake Browning enjoyer, because this guy worked his tail off for the Minnesota Vikings as an undrafted quarterback. And if I remember correctly, the story was something like Zimmer wanted to keep him, but Spielman wanted to cut him out of spite or something. I don't remember. It was some nonsense like that between those two, and was sort of a sign of the times in 2021. But, you know, Browning is a really, really smart guy and works extremely hard, very competitive. He has no arm talent whatsoever. Like, he cannot fire the ball into tight windows. He's not accurate. But, man, the guy is going to work his butt off, and he's going to give you a chance and execute the offense. And so this is not a quarterback you can just say, ah, well, LOL, it's Jake Browning. Like, he can get you. He can drop something in the bucket down the field. He can execute short and underneath passes. He gets rid of the football. I think this offense has the passing weapons to do something. It's really, though, they don't have a very good offensive line, and they really don't have a run game. It's not Bijan Robinson back there, that's for sure. So they should be able to turn the ball over a couple times on Jake Browning. If they could do that, they need to win. But if they, you know, if they let him complete short little passes to Ja'Marr Chase, eventually that'll kind of be like a run game and they'll break one. This is just not a quarterback to go into the game and think that he's just a joke because he's QB2.
How do you feel about the matchup overall? Vikings, I think, are favored by what? Was it 1.5, 2?
In some places I saw 3, but it might be in that area. I mean, this is as much of a coin flip and a who knows. I mean, these are teams looking in the mirror. They both got a lot of problems. They both got some injuries that are really hurting them. They both got backup quarterbacks. They also both have a lot of good, damn good players. I mean, Trey Hendrickson is unbelievable, and Chase and Higgins, and the same thing goes for, you know, Jefferson and Grenard. There's enough talent on the field for this to be a fun football game. There's enough problems for this to be a hideous football game. And I have no idea what's going to happen. I mean, Carson Wentz could look great. He could look horrendous. I mean, how can we even begin? It's hard enough to predict what good quarterbacks are going to look like, much less a couple of backups.
So, no prediction?
I'll say the Vikings win, but... They
You're not
need,
saying with
they
the confidence,
need
yeah.
To win. They need to, yeah, the confidence level is low.
Yeah.
But I would lean a little toward them because they're at home. I think that gives them a little bit of an advantage, and I think Wentz is less likely to turn the ball over than Jake Browning, which could make a difference. But, I mean, who knows, man? I mean, it's like, how fast did this go from, you know, we're talking last week before the game, it's like, McCarthy, you know, comes through the game-winning drive, you know, he's not rattled and great job, and then all of a sudden it is a completely different conversation 1 week later.
I'm with you. Hey, Matthew, always a pleasure, man. We'll talk to you next week.
Thanks for having me, Henry.
All right, take care. That's Matthew Cowler. Check out his fine work at the Purple Insider.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them. And designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.